Welcome back to Broin with Owen. Broin out with me today is four random light beers. We got Potato Chip behind the camera telling me if I'm right or not. She's the one who set it up randomly, so I have no idea what beer is in here. Just light beer. I think I know my beer. So this is the Guess the Drink Challenge Light Beer Edition. Let's see if I can taste test the brand. All right. Should I start with this one first? You can talk. Don't worry about it. Huh?
Let's see.
Oh. That one's kind of sweet. Wow. Tastes like light beer. Oh, wow. That's really hard. I think I'm just going to taste them all and then go back through and test. Oh, yeah, nope. This one is... That's got to be a Bud Light. This one's for sure a Bud Light. Ooh, what is that? I'm thinking for this first one, I've only had Michelob Ultra a couple times, but from what I remember, it's sweet. And this one has a little sweet taste to it. So this one might be Michelob Ultra. This one's definitely Bud Light. Let me go back on these two. Damn, but then that one might be Bud Light. That one kind of tastes pissy. I can't even think. Okay, this last one is Coors.
Last one, Coors.
So I'm thinking Michelob Ultra, Bud Light, Coors.
This one's Busch?
Wow. I don't know, it's hard between these two. Yeah. Michelob Ultra, Busch Light, Bud Light, Coors. How many did I get right?
None.
You're fucking lying to me, dude. Mm. All right, tell me. So what's this?
That is...
Is this Coors?
Busch Light.
That's Busch Light?
Yeah.
Is this last one Michelob?
Yeah.
Okay. I was on the fence with this one, too, being Michelob Ultra. Okay, so this... And so this one's definitely Coors, huh?
Yeah.
And this one's Bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, so these were definitely the worst two tasting ones, was the Coors and the Bud Light. These two were good, but this one tastes sweetest, the sweeter.
Really? I know you said that, and I was like,
Really?
Now that you know what it is, you'll probably.
Yeah, see, now that I taste it, this one definitely does taste like Michelob. Damn, so that's for my water test and my fucking light beer test. I'm 0 for 0.
Did I get one
I'm
right with 0-2
right now. Yeah, I think you got one right. Well, I'll rearrange this for you right now, and then you can give it a shot.
Okay. What's up, everybody? It's Potato Chip here. What's up, everybody? It's Potato Chip here.
Back at it again.
Hot in here
with the taste test. Okay, yeah. So I have rearranged it for her. Let's see if she can guess it.
I'm gonna guess that I'm gonna get none and they all taste like water, but we'll give it a shot. Okay,
about to go. Keep going. You want to try it again?
Well, now that I'm tasting it again, and I think it tastes like Coors. But that one tastes like Coors now.
Oh. It'll taste like light beer or what?
Okay. I need like a palate cleanser because...
That's why you gotta switch this back and forth. Keep sipping them, but... Yeah, they all tasted the same to me besides... one.
This one tastes like Michelob Ultra, I think.
Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra. What did I? Michelob Ultra.
Michelob.
Michael. What is
Michelob.
It? Michelob. Whatever.
Michelob. Michelob. I don't fucking know either.
Oh, okay. No, this one's Michelob Ultra. I think. Okay.
Go through again. Swish her around.
Fuck. Okay, so I'm gonna say Busch Light. I don't know, Coors Light. Okay, I'll say that one's Coors Light. Do I have a Bud Light? Or did I guess no. Bud Light?
You said Michelob Ultra for three of them so far.
No, I for sure think this one's Michelob Ultra. And then...
You said Coors.
No.
Or you said Busch.
Busch.
Then Coors.
Bud Light, Michelob Ultra.
So you got Busch, Coors. No, I'm going through what you said.
Oh, I was like, hell so
you
yeah.
Said, you said Busch.
Oh, that's how Coors. I know that I didn't get those right.
What was the third one?
Busch.
No, you said Busch, Coors.
Bud Light.
Bud Light, then Michelob Ultra?
Yeah.
Are you final answers? I'll let you do one final switch. You can only get to switch one, so that means like you could flip two.
I'm going to say that still tastes like Coors to me. Okay.
Okay.
Bud Light. Coors. Michelob Ultra. Aw, dang. What is it?
Everything wrong. First one. Is Michelob Ultra.
No way.
Yeah.
What the heck? We just Busch. So why we just had.
And then your first time drinking the Busch, you thought it was Michelob Ultra. So we both got that flip.
Because it has like a crispy taste to it. And I could have. Is this Coors?
Yeah, that's Coors.
What the fuck? That's hard.
Bud Light's the second one.
Damn. Fuck light beer.
Do you think if everyone was to jump. On planet Earth, every single person that could capable of jumping, jump at the same exact time, like, would there be, like, a massive earthquake, or do you think there'd just be no effect? Every single person.
Well, yeah.
Jump at the same time.
Or if infrastructure isn't that good, so I think cements would maybe...
Cements? That's what you think
concrete
about?
Concrete would crack, and... Look. This... Ah! This is Pickles.
We got a new cat named Pickles. He's a tiger.
He's a snake. A slippery snake.
Do you think like the world would shrink because everyone around the world just... Or do you think there'd be like massive tsunamis?
No.
No.
I don't know. Because I'm too logical. So I'm like...
Or do you think just like absolutely nothing would happen? Like maybe like something...
Well, I told you I think the concrete would crack. Maybe, if enough people in one spot were...
That is weird. I can't use a straw.
And I think that if people were in, like, apartments, they would fall through their floors.
Put that in the box. Like, if a lot of people jump at the same time in a house.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they're on crack out there. Know. Speaking of which sticker do you want to slap?
This one. I've been waiting to put this somewhere for a long time.
Isn't that mine?
No, this is mine. Oh. Or if it is yours, I have one just like it. Where'd you get it? Out of the basket?
Yeah.
And then it's mine.
We'll slap it somewhere.
My sticker basket.
You show them what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Right there. And then also... Why is it like this? It's like the sample sticker or something. I got new stickers. New Brown. And I know I've been lagging on the merch, but the merch should be dropping within a couple weeks. So just bear with me. I'm going to get that going. It's a lot more complicated than I thought it was going to be, but...
I think you should make a sticker of a Brotato chip lifting.
Or... Well, yeah, it's going to be on one of the shirts, but yeah, we'll make it a sticker.
I'll get one of those. I think that's
I have a lot of things to make, but I'm not going to like do it all at once, you know? I'm going to do just a couple things at first and then have like limited time drops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why can't I open this sticker? I just got it. Really?
Motherfucker. I have nails.
Look at that. There was the other old Brown with Owen sticker on here, but of course she ripped it off somehow.
You have a million of them. You can put another one on there.
Yeah, but why would you rip it off?
I was sewing. I didn't mean to. Sewing like a grandma.
Damn, it's hot in here.
It is so hot. I'm sweating.
The AC's in the other room. There's nothing in here, so.
We're poor and don't have central heat. Actually, we're not poor. We could say the people before us were poorer than us because they didn't
put it in. Can you even put in central heat in a place like this? It just goes up in the attic or what?
Our next door neighbor has it. It's that thing
they
sitting
outside. They can have a newer
it's
house.
It's that thing that's sitting outside.
That's always on.
Yeah, because she's not poor.
At least we'll dig it in the pool.
I would always have it on too if we had it.
Do you think there's more legs or more eyes in the world?
Eyes.
Eyes? Think about
people
it.
People lose legs all the time.
I'm talking about...
How often... I only know one person who's lost an eye.
See, this is where you're
well,
not...
Now that I think about it... Now that I think about it, I've never known anybody to lose
Listen,
a leg, but...
You're not thinking about it. I'm talking about anything. Spiders. Centipedes. You know how many millions of legs they have?
But there are animals with multiple eyes.
There's animals with multiple legs. But then you gotta be thinking about the
yeah,
the
true,
fish.
Because like...
But there's fish. Fish don't have legs, they have eyes.
Yeah.
You know how much fish is in the sea?
But if you think about it, there's like, so ticks.
Ticks? Ticks? That's what you think of?
Well, like, you're talking about centipedes and shit, but ticks, like they have six legs?
They can grow legs.
I know. I've researched a lot about ticks. Then once they, so they like feed, you know, and then once they get older and they do their last like shed, they grow eggs or legs and they have eight legs.
God, when you really think about it, that's hard.
And ticks give birth to a lot of ticks.
But think about like
and they caterpillars, only have two eyes.
Spiders, flies. I guess flies have a lot of eyes.
How many eyes do flies have?
Like 82.
They only have two, don't they?
Fact check me.
I will right now.
It's just buggy or what? Or just like, I thought they have like a shit ton of eyes within their two eyes.
Let's see.
How many eyes do flies have?
Somebody's already asked that. They have two eyes. But they're
the two
equivalent,
eyes are equivalent
to
a thousand.
That doesn't mean anything though. They just have good vision.
Okay, well.
Wait, let me see about spiders.
Point proven. So are you team legs or team
spiders
eyes?
Spiders have eight eyes.
And
all
like,
of them?
How many legs do they have?
Some have no eyes. Mm. And some have as many as 12 eyes. See, that's weird.
So are you team eyes or legs? An octopus, a tentacle. Would you count a tentacle as a leg or?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All the insects. Insects? Think about all the insects in the world. But then you got to think about all the fish in the world. I think I'm team eyes.
Why when I say eyes, you're like, no.
I was saying
no,
just think
you
about
know,
it. I
did think
you
about
weren't.
It. And then I...
Think about it. So what do you think?
Legs.
We both just switched.
Because I didn't think about like spiders and ticks and centipedes.
Ticks.
And...
What do you got? Look at him.
Yeah.
Kodak! What are you doing? Yep.
What else has lots of eyes and legs?
We're past that.
Okay.
Here, slap this sticker. Feeling this is mine too. Feeling good. That's not yours. I also have
this
blenders.
This came with my blenders.
I think they came with my two pairs of blenders.
I'm pretty sure I bought your blenders.
But they're mine.
Oh, wait. No, you just were having them shipped to my house.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know.
I think so. I think I bought yours now that we think
no,
about it.
No, I don't think so. Feel good. Feeling good. Blender.
It'll get there.
I have lots of stickers.
I got a pretty good conspiracy theory for you.
What?
Or, I guess you can call it that. Have you heard the Bob Ross theory?
No.
So, there's people out there. You know how people are crazy with their theories.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that Bob Ross is a serial
killer.
Oh,
wait. Yeah, I kind of have heard it a little bit, but go on. But why?
So there's a theory that Bob Ross is a serial killer.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah, so if you heard it, then you probably know. Or
that's
if you don't remember.
That's all I've heard
about it. Ew. They say that his paintings.
You can still go on just because I'm like,
They say his paintings is where he hides the bodies. So he's like telling us in plain sight. And that's like his thrill of how he gets off on it is like he paints where he hides the bodies.
That's a good one.
And and there's like a little bit of proof to follow behind it. Or you can call it proof or you can just call it like a coincidence. But he has this one famous painting that he did that it's called Happy Little Accidents. But not only is it called that, but it's a painting of an like almost like identical exact location where they have like found two little girl dead bodies. I can't remember what the case is or like who the girls are, but
I'm gonna have to deep
if you like side by side the comparison's like pretty spot on. But even his painting is called Happy Little Accidents.
Isn't it crazy? Because that could totally be so like plausible. Yeah. And then what if it's not? And he's just like a little weird old man who paints weird pictures and just wants to be.
That's what I'm saying. He's painted a million pictures. So what's the coincidence that one of them was? Kind
of
like
one
a,
of them. I'm sure there's more. There's got to be more than just those that. Because, like, I feel like that's a little bit stretching. You know, if there's multiple paintings that were.
Yeah.
I like that
where
one,
they
though.
Found bodies. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like my boy Bob Ross, though. I grew up with that man.
I like conspiracy theories. Some of them are whack, but I like to listen to them and hear about them. And I like to come up with my own. Like my MGK Megan Fox conspiracy theory.
Still going strong on that?
Oh, forever.
What's your thoughts on... I already know your thoughts. But they want to know your thoughts on Pete Davidson and...
Fake.
Kim Kardashian.
They're not...
Why do you think it's so fake?
I don't know. I just have
I
this
love the
feeling.
Relationship.
I love it. I do. It's cute. Like, the pretty girl gets
it's kinda,
the...
It's kind of like... It honestly reminds... me of our relationship.
Yeah, except for Kim Kardashian's a total babe and Pete.
And so are you. But yeah, but it gives tall, skinny, nerdy boys like myself a chance.
But I mean, I just, so
and he's
my...
funny. It's got to be just because he's funny. Well, she says it's because of his BDE, but.
My thing is what, here's what I was thinking. So.
She could have anyone though.
I know. And he's just not who she normally goes for. But my thing is, celebrities are crazy, and so they do like crazy things.
They're so perfect together. So you think
Listen, so I think that Kourtney Kardashian, you know, started dating Travis Barker, and
going on there, dude. That's way too lovey-dovey for me.
Lovey-dovey, but like how she's like goth now, and everybody was like commenting on it.
I mean, this is definitely the happiest I've ever seen her. But
I know, but
too,
I think
too
stop
much.
Interrupting me. I'm trying to get through my thing of why I think that.
I know, but I'll just add it on about what you went off of.
So I think that Kim saw and was like, "Ooh, she's getting a lot of like." Publicity for dating somebody different. I'm gonna do the same. And so she was like, Pete Davidson.
Did they get together after Megan Fox too?
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know. If it's real, like that's cute.
I like their relationship.
I do too, but I just have a feeling it's fake. I don't know why.
Yeah, are you still gonna be saying that after they get married and have kids?
Well, that might be a different story. But
how long have they been together now? Over a year.
Has it been that long? I don't think so. And another thing is, oh, this adds to my theory too, because Kim Kardashian usually is pretty like reserved, you know, and now she's like, Pete, come take a shower with me.
I guess I never known her before.
Oh, have you seen, well, if you just like watch the Kardashians, she never would come out and say anything like that about.
I've only seen the new Kardashians.
So she's just a lot more open now, and I think that it's for.
Or maybe he just brings out the best in her.
Maybe. But they are cute together. And he's, I think, glown up. What's that?
Glown up?
Whatever. He definitely looks better now that he's with her. Like, he feels, it seems more confident.
I feel like he would look better if he got some meat on his bones and started working out.
He does work out. Protein.
I need like a.
That's what she did.
Is it with Kim K's trainers? Because that's not working out.
That's how you know she had plastic surgery, because their workouts, man.
That's funny.
Not. What was it?
And she's like.
Or no, it was bicep curls. She was like swinging. And they're little.
It was horrible.
I don't know. Yeah.
It was funny to watch.
Mm-hmm. It was very funny. That's when I was like, damn, it must be nice to have money. If I worked out like that, I would probably still look like how I do. not like that.
You're dumb.
Hmm?
You're dumb.
I'm actually on a diet now. That's why I'm drinking ultra light beer. Just kidding. I'm sweating for the wedding.
Thank you for brewing with Owen. Tell us what drink you want us to guess next. What taste test you want. It could be soda, randomized energy drinks.
Vodka.
Oh, yeah, we should do a hard alcohol one.
I was kidding.
But, yeah, we'll have more of these, and I got some other ideas coming to float, so stay tuned. I know I've been saying this before, but keep a lookout for that merch. It's coming. Trust me. Thanks for going with that one. Let's get this to another 6 likes. We've done it before. I know we could do it again. Peace out.